to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. It's a beautiful 20th of February out there. And joined today, of course, by the producer, Frosty.
Hey, good morning.
See, you got to keep Frosty happy or he just turns off our mics.
Yeah, I like having the title of producer.
Producer.
Makes me sound important.
Well, you are important.
You are important. Yeah, and of course, there's soulmate, Linda.
Well, good morning. It is a sparkling Friday.
See, it is.
Yes. Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
19% down in sales this year.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And some of that, I'm sure, is because of the salmonella scare with peanut butter cookies or the peanut butter inside the cookies. So just for your information, the Girl Scout peanut butter cookies have been tested. They are good by Girl Scout cookies. And, you know, just think, you know, they're always a great thank you gift. Go over to somebody's house for dinner, take a box of Girl Scout cookies.
You can actually send them over to our warriors over in overseas, too. And we got loads of Girl Scout cookies last year.
Now, I want to share with you also that yesterday was Elk Killers, a.k.a. Poopoo Head, a.k.a. Snooky Bot.
That's a dog.
You got groomed for the very first time. She's just about 3 months. And so we took her to Groovy Grooming. And the reason, you know, when we have like wonderful experiences, we like to share it with our listeners. Groovy Grooming on Eureka Avenue. And that Felicia and Kurt, that own it, husband and wife team, she did Snooky Bot with scissors, and I said, please, you know, it's her first time. She's just a puppy. Can we please be with her? She said, absolutely. We rushed over there and took her right after work. Almost 2 hours she worked on her because, you know, of course she's squirming. She's a baby. But anyway, so Kurt took her in and I watched through the window. He didn't know I was looking. And he just loved on her when he gave her a bath and blow dried her. And I just have to say, also, I found out her education. She went to Manhattan and took a 6-week advanced, you know, the top of your field grooming for 6 weeks. So she is a master groomer. And I was so impressed with the care that she took with our dog. So I just want to say thank you, Felicia, and thank you, Kurt.
I like the way that she put on the neck harness, the Kevlar, and then the iron gloves when she got a hold of Elk Killer. And Elk Killer got her down twice. Luckily, there's some police out in the Ace parking lot arresting people. They came in, threatened to taser. We got her off, and then she got clipped. All right. Hey, look, we've got a lot of things going on. We've got a lot of people on the lines already. This is Carl Linda Bob from Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Linda Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Plus, he's on our website. Rob is helping our community, bankruptcy, civil in criminal court cases. Rob does a great job for you. He gets in there and he will fight for you. We trust Rob. If you have any type of problem, go see this man. Okay, Rose, keep it clean.
Morning, Glory. Gotta have a chuckle, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do you know when you're a social drinker?
I don't know.
When somebody says, I'm gonna have a drink, and you say, so shall I.
Oh.
What would happen if you had a drug addict parade?
Oh, gosh.
All the cokers would be marching way up front, and the junkies would be home saying, dang, that was today?
Thank you, Rose.
You look. That's
fun. Hey, you know, yesterday when we were doing lots of errands and running around, there were a few people who owned businesses that we ran into. and out just talking to people on the street. Interesting, wasn't it, Carl?
It was. You know what? Here's what we're hearing. And the thing is
from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and these are people that they've heard the show. They listen to the show. You know, we don't identify ourselves. We just kind of walk into places, and they recognize our voices. But I ask them, well, what do you want to hear on it? And you know what? Yesterday, it was every story we heard, and there was like three of them. REU has hurt them. Reading Electric Utilities, they were late because you know, let's face it, the economy is not doing really great now. And these are people that have businesses, they're working hard, they're the backbone of our economy. They are the backbone of Reading. And all of a sudden, they're starting having to pay $800 because their electricity was turned off, $800 or $900 to come back on.
I mean, a couple days late,
they get hit with all these fines and all that. You know, there's something wrong with this. You shouldn't be afraid of your electric utility. We own this thing. What is going on with this? I mean, this is everywhere we go. We're hearing this. Where is there any time that they work with people, you get that first, you're a day late, you're an hour late, you get that fine.
It's that catch-22 because it's, for instance, you have a mortgage, you pay your mortgage on time, you have credit cards, you pay your credit cards on time, you have a business, you're responsible. All of a sudden, the economy goes down the drain or is on the, you know, you can hear the suckage sound. And what happens is that you don't have people coming in your store or your whatever you know, where people are spending money with your business, and you're trying to figure out how to make it all work. Well, something has to give. So if you're a couple days late waiting to see if you're going to make money here, then you have to be a couple late days late. So if you're late on your credit card, your credit cards go up to 30%. If you're late on REU, couple days, then all of a sudden,
yeah.
if say for instance your bill's $300, the next thing it's going to be $600, and then you have to be able to prove, from what I understand from the story I heard, is that you have to every year that extra $300 is held in an account, and that you have to pay on time for 12 months before you get it back.
Well, to me, I tell you, the whole problem
that's
is,
strict.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the whole thing is it's Byzantine. You know, how is it supposed to work? Okay, now we've got a committee. Okay, and this committee is a bunch of good people. I've met some of the people. I have faith in them. But you know what happens with a committee? The committee it comes up with recommendations, and it goes to the city council, who can or cannot, you know, who will or will not take those recommendations. They don't have to take any of them. And it, like I said, have said before, it's the city council who makes the final decision. Why are we waiting 8 weeks for this when that decision could have been made in 3 or 4 days? That's what they're getting paid for. That's what they stood up and said, I want to be your leader in this town, in this community. Well, you know what? It's time to stand tall and shoot straight, because if you don't do it, why are you there? You know, they just don't tell us these things. They feel like this is the only way that they can get what's happening to them. Our community can get out what's happening to them. That gets me going.
Well, you know, and it is open line today, 221.
That's right.
1402. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. 45 degrees the time is 8:16. This is KQMS News Talk 1400. Just in case you're tuning in with us, we've got the call. Oh, man, the lines are just lit up.
Well, we'll get to them as soon as we get back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott for Free Fire Radio, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. Now, this Sunday, brides-to-be, if you haven't found your photographer yet, this Sunday at the Wedding Extravaganza, our favorite photographers, Dan and Julia from New Image, who did our wedding, they're fabulous. If you sign up with them for their wedding, you are going to get a big treat. You're going to get an album that holds 10 8x8 photos and a session, engagement session, which is going to be used for your signing book at the wedding. It's a $250 value. hello, I think you should get there and make it happen. What's up?
Hey, you know what? I'd like to say happy birthday to a gentleman named Bruce Roberts. He's 99 years old. He lives up in Burney. Bruce landed on Iwo Jima 64 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
That was the anniversary of the landing at Iwo Jima. And he was 30-something, in his mid-30s, when he joined the Marine Corps. So he was like twice the age of many of his fellow Marines when he landed there. So anyway, Bruce, Semper Fi there, Marine. Helen, good morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and congratulations to Bruce for having that birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Isn't that something?
99. That is.
Great American.
You know, he talks about it. You know, he's still got a firm handshake and everything. I mean, what is that great or what?
That is wonderful, and we need to back our veterans, I'll tell you. They did a wonderful service for us.
What do you have to share with us today?
Well, I just want to announce to the agricultural users in the North State, there's a meeting today at the Red Lions from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and it concerns taking agricultural water away.
Oh.
However, we're being told that we will be given health and safety or enough water for that for us.
Uh-huh.
But this means more concerns for us who have fruit trees, et cetera, and animals.
Yeah.
And having water for them to sustain them.
Well, who's taking this away?
Well, this meeting is at the Red Lions, and I have to tell you, I'm not sure if it's with the Bureau of Reclamation, which is what we assume it's with.
Yeah.
Or the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
But we're assuming it's with the Bureau of Reclamation. Several nights ago, there was a telephone poll with Wally Herger.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking to people, and one lady called in, and she said that she couldn't get her ag water back. She was trying to work with the Bella Vista Water District.
Right.
And Wally Herger says, well, just blame Nancy Pelosi for this.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Instead of Wally saying blame Nancy Pelosi, hey, Wally, strap on your guns, partner.
Well, and this is what we're thinking. There is a site on the Internet called the Congressional Budget Office.
Right.
It talks about the conflicts of water in the West.
Oh, this is going to be our big war.
I think it is.
Well, this is it. You know, what do we have left here? They take away lumber. They're taking away all these other things. So one thing that we have in the North State is water.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They want the water to go down to grow their little green lawns and to wash all their little cars down there in Southern California.
No, seriously, there is going to be, if not now, this water war issue.
And it will be.
So yeah. Today, from 10 to 12, Red Lion Inn, correct?
Yes.
Be there.
Okay.
Anybody that's got
lot.
It. Oh, yeah. All you right. know what? Helen, thank you so much for bringing it to our attention.
Okay.
And you know what, Wally? It's time to get engaged.
That's right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for taking it. Bye.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Don, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Arlen, Linda. So I'm still reeling from the budget war. It's over in California, somewhat over in Washington, D.C., but locally, our Senator Anisted, in my opinion, had some very Neanderthal statements to make in terms of why he wasn't supporting the budget. He could have been the lone Republican vote.
Such as?
Senator Maldonado stepped up to the plate, thankfully, and made it pass. But I don't see the last 8 years Mr. Anisted having any activity, any interaction in the county of Shasta. He barely has an office here, if at all. When you call that number in the phone book, you get a recorded message. You have to be a computer expert to find his number in Sacramento. And I don't recall seeing him in Redding on any town hall meetings. And this legislator hasn't represented us in the last 8 years. When are we going to get a legislator that pays attention to Shasta County, which has the highest population in Senate District 4, and the same with the congressional representative. Wally Herger, 22 years, what have we got? What have we got from him? I can't think of one thing. I've lived here all my life. And now we see LaMalfa and Reed running for Senator Anisted's seat, recycling these stalemate blocking legislators. We need some independent voices out there that represent everybody, not just one constituent group. Where are they?
You know, Don,
you step forth.
Don, you're absolutely right. Where are the other people?
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, hey, Jeff Morris is a good one from last time. He almost beat Wally Herger. I hope he runs for something again.
Well,
I mean, there's people in county city councils that are just wonderful qualified or supervisors, but something stopping people from running. It's money, of course.
It's money.
Main force.
It is. But you know what? You know, I know Doug LaMalfa. I like Doug LaMalfa. In the sense of a person, the thing that also
and we like Jeff
I question and Jeff Morris. We like Jeff Morris. We've spent lots of time with Jeff. The thing about it is that it is money. And two, somebody needs to stand up on the plate. And we do need change. We do need fresh faces. We need somebody that walks tall and shoots straight, and they've got to stand up and make a statement. And you know what? If they do that, they don't have to be Republicans or Democrats. They just have to have one thing in mind.
Exactly.
What's good for us?
Exactly.
People that Don and Carl and Frosty and Linda can support.
Exactly. Well, hey. Let's go out there and find someone.
All right.
Hey, thanks for your phone call.
All right, we got to take a short break here. It's 49 degrees. The time is 8:29. About ready for ABC News. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KQMS News Talk 1400. Hope I said that the right way. We'll see you on the other side.
And this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Welcome back at News Talk 1400 KQMS. And I'd give you out the phone lines, except everybody knows because they're loaded up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Great walk-in humidor. The people there are just outstanding. Shelly and Joe have got a great place. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee. I know something's on your mind there. So
well, okay, we are in the break, and we're talking about, you know, pig hunting. All right, so I don't have a problem with that.
Four-legged pigs.
Yeah. Stop it. That was a total... I'm not going to go there.
We're talking politics.
Okay, headline. Texas may let hunters shoot pigs from helicopters.
Yeah.
And I got a problem. I have a problem. I'm sorry. I guess, you know, here I am with my fine line as far as if you're trying to control a herd and you've got, and they're like up in the mountains and the hills and they're behind, you know, huge trees. Okay. But to be in an open field and just shoot I have a problem.
If they're in the forest, you can't hunt them with helicopters. You've got to be out in open fields. So you can chase them around. Okay. The problem with this down in Texas is they've got a million wild pigs. They've only got like a couple thousand hunters. The pigs are outstripping the hunters, and they're destroying farmland.
They're claiming $52 million a year in crop
damage. There
you
go. You know what? Hey, we do a squirrel shoot every... Look at all the squirrel shooting up in the north here because they're destroying millions of dollars worth of crops.
But it's not from helicopters.
It's because they're too little to shoot from helicopters.
You know what? Maybe I'm just a girl.
Yeah,
I got a thing about shooting animals from a helicopter. It just makes me sick.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I had to say it there.
Hey, you know
what?
Let's
go to the line.
It's every man for himself out there. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning,
Trish. I'm calling today about the All About Women Health, Home, and Hobby Fair coming up at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Fabulous, Trish. I'm going to be there all day long. I'm really excited about it. Share it with our listeners, the info.
Okay, it's the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimist. It's on February 28th from 10 to 2. We have upwards of, between 85 and 100 booths. And if anyone is interested in putting a booth in, we still have a few spaces available. And I'll give you that phone number. They can call Joanne at 378-1906 if they'd like to put a booth in or more information about that. But what it is it's just a day for women. It's got exercise, massage, chiropractic, nutrition, financial planning, home decorating, candles, skincare, gardening, kitchenware, you name it. And if it's about women, we're going to do it. And we're going to have demonstrations all day, things you can learn how to do. We've got a wonderful stained glass fish. That we're going to have a drawing for. It's just a fun day, something for all the ladies, lots of drawings and prizes being given away all day long, and it's free.
Free is great, and it's at Anderson Shasta Fairgrounds.
The Shasta District Fairgrounds, again, on February 28th. All of the proceeds, you know, Seroptimus is a ladies' organization, kind of like Rotary and Kiwanis, and all of our proceeds go back into the community in scholarships or we donate heavily to the Shasta Women's Refuge, the Anderson and Cottonwood Library, the Frontier Senior Center. All of our money goes back to work in our community.
Oh, Trish, thanks so much for the call. Call us again next week so we can remind everybody as they put together their calendar for the next weekend.
All right, thanks so
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
George, good morning.
Hi. You know, on this politician thing, you know, about it's all for the money. They're all of them. I've talked to all of our representatives here in Northern California. Doesn't mean anything. And then we need to, after one term, 1 year, we need to get them out of there and get somebody new in, because I've been around a long time, and I see that they're good for the first term. And in our local politics, I've helped a lot of people get into office. The second time around, they come back for more money and more help. And I have to say no, because they've forgotten what they're there for. And as long as they're getting their check and they can set up in that chair and look like important people, they seem to forget where they're there.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times what it comes down to, George, it's power. Once they get into it, sometimes we forget. It doesn't mean that they're all bad. But it also means it's harder and harder for them to remember where they came from, which is, it's almost like in the military, when you're a PFC or you're a brand new lieutenant, you're very close, intimately close with your troops because you're fighting with them. Mm-hmm. As you go up the chain of command, you get further and further away from that daily interaction. And that's why sometimes decisions are made when they don't think about maybe the welfare of the troops. And I see that same thing with politicians.
I see that right now with our president, with the people in California government, is the same thing. They get away from you, and all of a sudden, you're dead. You're gone. That's not what they think about anymore. But one other thing, getting back to the pigs, if you don't, right here in Millville, we've had pig problems, and especially at the cemetery, to where the pigs come in and root up everything. They destroy more than what they're good. And those helicopters and a few hunters in the air.
Well, I tell you what, George, invite me out there. I've got lots of ammunition. I'll be glad to help you out with that problem.
Yeah, okay. All right, but anyway, I think the politicians need only one term and get out and get somebody else in there that's got the public's interest and not theirs.
All right. George, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Charles.
Ed, did you hear this earlier this morning about Mr. LaHood's road pricing idea?
Oh, is about the road. You know, in fact, that's one of the things I've got here, Charles, is what they want to do from what I. You tell us what you want to do.
Well, I just heard about it this morning, and needless to say, I didn't really need my first cup of coffee to get myself alarmed.
We tore it up in the car on the way here too over this topic.
They don't want to. They want to start taxing people on how much they drive.
They want to put a marker in everybody's,
a GPS
in everybody's registration sticker.
Yeah.
So that everybody's movements can be monitored.
That's it.
Well, you know what I said is that this is another way for another black market to be formed with this type of thing. This is more crime, and another way to figure out how to break the law if this law was passed, because it's too much Big Brother.
The other thing too on this is all these people have gone out and bought hybrid cars that get 60 miles to a gallon.
Absolutely.
To help, use less gas.
They're now paying the same taxes that some guy driving a Ford Excursion is paying.
In fact, they could be paying more, it looks
like.
You know, so what, where's the reason behind this is they want more money.
Well, not only that, they want more control ultimately because they want to be, ultimately, they want to do more than just monitor, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. You see, it's one that says they see the vehicle miles traveled tax as a long-term solution. But Congress is being urged to move in that direction now by funding pilot projects. They've got one in Oregon. They've got one in Massachusetts. You know, this is like George Orwell all over again, 1984.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to do this for your own good. And the next thing you're just, hey, let's put a chip in your ear, too.
It's reminiscent of chapter 13 of Revelation, where it talks about a mark in everybody's right hand and forehead, without which none may buy or sell?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's, you know, why don't you just tattoo us on our left forearm?
The scan.
Yeah, I tell you. Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Charles, because that was one of the things we wanted to talk about.
It looks like Mr. LaHood needs to receive a few emails addressing this issue.
Well, you know what? I think that when, as soon as you start putting GPS trackers on our cars, we've got a huge problem. Charles,
Amen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your phone call.
All right.
You bet. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is open line. It's open for anybody. We've had some great phone calls. We got the phone lines backed up again, and we'll get to you right on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 226-8350. Home Helpers, trusted staff, helps the elderly, new moms, or recovering patients in their homes. Let's go to the phones.
Rob.
We got a big deal coming up, don't we?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
We're great.
Hey, great. We're calling to talk about the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center Boondocker Ball coming up this next month.
March 21st, mark your calendars. We'll be there. We're so excited.
Yes, and Linda, you're going to be singing the national anthem for us.
Yes, I am.
And we're looking forward to that. We're going to be having the Straight Ahead Band's going to be playing. We'll have a full orchestra out there. And we're bringing in a Bob Hope impersonator. His gentleman's name is Bill Johnson. We're bringing him from Las Vegas. He's a fantastic entertainer and performer. And he's done lots of different programs for veterans throughout the western states. And so we're going to be really privileged to have him as one of our entertainers there that evening. And the whole primary purpose for the fundraiser is to help promote the future home of the museum, including the education, the preservation, and the restoration of artifacts for our military veterans.
From 1776 to the present.
It's pretty cool.
Time.
You've got all types of stuff in there.
And, you know, we get more and more supporters from our community every day that have items that they want. They have collections and different things that they want to help promote for the veterans and to get these items out to educate our youth and our community. It's just a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to share our military heritage here in the Valley, the whole North State, for the veterans that live here in our own community.
Yeah, Rob, you know what we want to do here as we get a little bit closer? We'll have you on for a segment of the show so you can talk a lot more about the things that are going to be in the museum and where the, you know, how the money's being spent and everything.
But that'd be great.
This night sounds really cool, though, because it's a 40s-style USO event, and, you know, that's going to be so great because people are going to want to dress up and do the whole, you know, orchid in the hair kind of.
I'm getting that 1940s look.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a lady that's been working with us, Karen Bosman, over at Wonderland Signs, and she has a whole collection of costumes from the 30s all the way to present. And so if people are really looking forward into getting to the 1940s style with the dress and everything, their clothes, she has all the clothing and uniforms and everything like that. If they want to get a hold of Karen Bosman over at Wonderland Signs, she can hook them up.
Like I said, Rob, we'll have you on early next month, and we'll have a segment on this talking about it. But thank you so much for calling.
Hey, we really appreciate your support. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. Bob Hope. I got a chance to work with Bob Hope two different times.
Wow. Bruce.
Hello there. Good morning, Carl,
morning.
Linda.
Good morning.
Go for it,
Well,
Bruce.
Just a little thing that I thought about here. I think that if we don't elect some people in there that have no in their vocabulary, that we're going to have a socialistic system. We're on Harry Reid's bullet train towards that issue. And I just got to thinking, they're going to manage our banks to start with. And this is probably going to happen. But if you go back a few years ago, you remember when they took over the Mustang Ranch because of back taxes and they sent their personal down to run it and they ran it for a year and they lost so much money that they had to auction it off?
I remember that.
Okay, there's what we get if we have those kind of people running our country.
The government.
Or in our systems and our banks and everything else. It's a sad deal, but we better elect somebody that's got no in it or we're in big, big trouble.
Later. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. You know, what I hear too is when they're going to be running the banks, but what happens is, you know, oh, it's only temporary. I have a problem with this because, you know, the government is what got us into this. And, you know, yes, the banks got into problems, no oversight, but how can we have them in there? Anyway, Johnny, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, hey. John.
back from
hell.
How
y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
For those of you out there that don't know in Radioville, I'm president of Back From Hill Motorcycle Club. We're a local clean and sober motorcycle club. And we're putting on an event on May 23rd, which is called the Run Against Meth.
Oh,
and
wow.
Partial proceeds will go to the Empire Recovery Center. We all know that that money's tight right now for the county, and it's also tight for the recovery center. They're having to sometimes turn people away if they don't have the proper funding. So what our mission is to try and help keep another person with a drug addiction go through the recovery center and get their life back on track.
Enough.
The members in our club are all clean and sober, and we probably total about 40-something years between all of us members of Clean and Sober. I myself am coming up on 18 years, and I'm just trying to give back what was given to me freely.
Now, from what I, you know, this is, we've been involved with this for a couple of years, and the idea is that the money that they collect, you know, it's not tax money. It's not, you know, it doesn't come from, you know, taxes or anything. This is just to help our people out. But, Johnny, you know, we've got a month or so, but we're going to be pushing this a lot. And how do they get a hold of you?
My phone number is area code 949-9586.
Right.
So that's 949-9586.
And we're going to have that on our website, Free Fire Radio. So, hey, Johnny, we got to take a break here, but thanks a lot for calling.
Real quick, Kyle, anybody that's interested in helping out or a motorcycle enthusiast that would like to go on the poker run, please feel free to give me a call at any time.
And we're going to be pushing this. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, our jeweler of choice. Experts from around the world. You can get the best of anything. Just go in and ask Leonard, and he can get it for you.
He's the man.
Let's go to the phones now. Bill, we got it. We only have 3 minutes, so we got to keep it short, but we're going to join you tomorrow night at the Wild West Show in Old Shasta. Give us the stats.
That's correct. It's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's on 299 West. You go out to Old Shasta Schoolhouse. You turn right on French Alley, right across from the old broken-down bricks. I'm in a mellow mood today, but I want to remind your listeners that, you know, with everything that's going on, all the fighting and everything that back and forth, this is a time to have some fun tomorrow night. Just kick back, bring your Western gear, come on out, have some good old-fashioned dancing, singing. Remember the old days of the 50s of Oklahoma and the Music Man? Nice upbeat music, that's what we got. We're going to have a night of entertainment, a couple skits, robberies. We're going to have the Ruggles boys come in. It's good food, chicken or rib, full dinner, $25, and you can call 515-7151. I know it's on your Free Fire website, but folks, come on out.
Yeah.
It's a good cause. It's for kids' drama classes this summer. And for the Westside Performing Arts Company.
Thanks a lot,
Fabulous.
Bill. We'll see you tomorrow.
Come on out, folks.
Okay.
See you later.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Also, remember, we are always streaming live here on KQMS.com. So, gosh, we're getting emails from back east.
Larry, you're up. 30 seconds.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I want to know, how does a person go about getting something put on in the election? What I'm looking at and talking to a lot of people, why don't we just do a 5 or 10% cut across the board on all government and all state, all county, and I'm willing to put up $1,000 to start this.
Well, I think it probably has to be something like you do a proposition, one of those propositions where they said you couldn't raise taxes unless you had a two-thirds majority. I think it's something like that. Then you have the people in the states just say, hey, we want to cut everything back by 10%.
Well, you know what? We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
People are getting their wages cut 20%. I got people coming to my business almost begging for work because they're losing their house or they can't live in their apartment. And, you know, we're all in this together. Why is it they just cut certain things instead of just going across the board? You know, our future, our kids, and that's who's going to run this country. But we're cutting their education, everything else. They cut the fire department. Why don't we go across the whole board? And I think everybody should give some.
Well, you know,
the government.
This is something that it sounds like we could do a whole segment on this, and we will do that in the near future, Larry. So
I'm willing to put up 1,000 to start it and maybe more.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate your phone call, and we will do a segment on this. So keep listening, and we can see what we can get going.
Email us your thoughts at freefireradio.com. We want to get deeper into this with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Candy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. It's Candy Baum with Reading Republican Women Federated.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you that we're having our annual membership coffee a week from Saturday, February 28th at the Redwoods Mobile Home Park Clubhouse. It starts at 10 a.m., and we're going to have speakers Lynn Leach, a former assemblywoman, and our own award-winning newsletter editor, Alice Slagle. Public's invited. We'll have complimentary refreshments.
Great. Hey.
We'd love to see you there, and we love men, Carl, so any man that wants to show up.
It's fine, huh?
Fabulous.
Linda is so fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, Candy, we're having to leave here, Candy, but thanks for calling.
And we'll, thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We've run out of time again. Monday, we've got a counterterrorism expert. He's going to be talking about Islamist jihad training camps in the United States. What's going on there? This is Carl Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?